We are back on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name is Jeff. Here till 4 o'clock. You can always get in touch with us. We're live in the studio here today, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, or you can find us on the Facebook, on Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. In real life, I'm Jeff Robson. And sometimes you can catch me out at shows. We're going to take a break from Leonard for a bit and see what else we can fit in near the end of the show. But we got to tell you about a few things. Big fundraiser coming up this weekend on Saturday. It's the annual fundraiser put together by our friends in the Fuse, raising money for PTSD sufferers. And always a great cause and a great night of entertainment. This time we're moving away from the Pyramid Cabaret, doing the Merciful Early Show at the West End Cultural Center, and that sounds like music to my ears. And I hope to go check that out, and hopefully we'll see some of you there. Let's hear a couple, including one from the newest record, Brilliant Sun. These are our pals, the Fuse, on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Alone on the highway until we nearly hit four ponies in the night. real place and a real time. I was traveling with friends of mine. We left the main road half an hour ago to find a quick way to the next job, the next town. And not too much looked familiar until we nearly ran down the ponies in the night on Boise Hill. My friends, I could know better than I do. I know a couple of them feel the same way too. If you're from the city, well, it's for sure. You learn there's almost no wild horses anymore. But if they can get away, you know that some of them will. And we'll watch what the lights might hit on Boise Hill. Our taillights touched them and they hardly knew what almost hit them or what we'd had to do to keep ourselves alive and straight on the road and not hit some poor creature we'd never even know. The night was hot and the moon was still as we left for Boise far behind on Boise Hill. They ran that night, I hope they're running still. All lights will be on the next time on Boise Hill.
There's something from The Fuse when they were called Hatcher Briggs from the album Getting There From Here. That was Boy Chief Hill featuring the legendary Jeffrey Hatcher. You may know from Jeffrey Hatcher and the Big Beat and, of course, the Blue Shadows. And when you go to those shows, you always get the hits from all those bands, and that's a ton of fun. And those shows are almost always sold out, so get yourself a ticket in advance. They're on Eventbrite, I believe, and cheap and easy to get, and it'll be a great show Saturday night at the West End Cultural Center. That will be a lot of fun. So I highly encourage you to check that out. Let's have a little birthday party now, shall we? Change gears completely. We'll celebrate one more time. It's legendary songwriter Ray Wiley Hubbard's birthday today, and he's turning 70, for goodness sake. Once you make it to 70, especially after having lived the life that Ray Wiley has lived, making it to 70 is a bit of an accomplishment in and of itself. But he's still going strong, still putting out great records, still doing great shows. And I know there's a big birthday celebration show going on tonight in Texas. And so we'll send a few out to Ray Wiley. And since I'm so happy that Ray Wiley's around and turning 70, I'll even play this stupid song.
Like tempest storming, she can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house. Snake farm. Sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile's snake farm. Ramona, how come she works there? She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter. Now and then some kid gets bit at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. She cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, pretty much it. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm. Sometimes Ramona calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. She runs everybody off and we, you know, the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm, snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm.
Listen up, people. This is Ray Wiley Hubbard, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
You know they'll be okay. While the rock and roll
Gypsies was the last song we sang. By hearts and flowers down in old Santa Fe. I have a mission and a small code of honor to stand and deliver by whatever measures. And the message I carry is by Rainier Maria Rilke. He said our fears are like dragons guarding our most precious treasures. I am not looking for loose diamonds or pretty girls with crosses around their necks. I don't for roses or water. I'm not looking for God. I'm not looking for sex.
Saw a dog is chasing this rabbit. It's on Sunday about noon. I said to the rabbit, you gonna make it? I said to the rabbit, are you gonna make it? I said to the rabbit, you gonna make it? The rabbit said, well, I got to. A woman's heart's a sacred thing. So what's a man to do? Try a little tenderness, Otis Redding said. Try a little tenderness, that's what he said. Try a little tenderness, Otis said. And then he said, I got to. Good God, watch me work. Now there's two kind of people in the world. There's two kind of people in the world. The day people and the night people. And it's the night people's job to get the day people's money. Well, between the devil and the deep blue sea. Between the devil and the deep blue sea. Between the devil and the deep blue sea. That's where I am. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means I'm fucking cool. Maybe it means I'm fucking cool. Maybe it means I'm fucking cool. I seriously doubt if that's what it means. Ah. In the groove, everybody loves it. Howlin' Wolf said that. We've a short time to be here. So get out of your rut and get in the groove. Get out of your rut and get in the groove. Get out of your rut and get in the groove.
There's a few from Ray Wiley Hubbard, who's celebrating his 70th birthday today. That's one produced by our old pal Gerf Morlicks there from the album Snake Farm. That's Rabbit. Always liked that one. And before that, The Messenger. And we also heard the title track to Snake Farm. And yeah, okay, we'll send that out to Barb. We'll blame her for playing that stupid song. It is Ray Wiley's birthday, after all, and we got to wish him well. So there you go. On to sadder topics, I suppose. Getting ready for the show, the Leonard Cohen tribute today, and I heard that Leon Russell had died. And well, there's another great songwriter and piano player, composer, arranger. Just played with a lot of great people. So we'll play a couple of Leon songs and some stuff that Leon performed on. And, I'm going to play this one instead. Yeah, let's do it. Sure, why not? I think you might know this one. Here's Leon Russell.
It's hard. When I was just a young man, I was barely 17. I went out to Hollywood chasing my dreams. You know, dusty Oklahoma was all I'd ever seen. And I was getting older. Memories of the Greyhound fading quickly past. The lonely restroom windows, the empty hourglass, reflect the human hunger of the questions I never ask. I only had my time for spending.
Me only by my time and changes, not mistaken words, for I say many. Listen closely to this song and watch my eyes. There's not much time to spill, there's hardly any. Long as lonely children are living in the streets, and the lucky not afraid to touch each other, not afraid to be themselves with someone else, or choose their friends with love and not by color. Never treat a brother like a passing stranger. Always try to keep a love light burning. Listen only to his song and watch his eyes, for he might be the Prince of Peace returning. Yes, he might be the Prince of Peace returning.
Fly away. say. And she gives me a little understanding in her special way. And I just have to say, in my life, I love no other, because she's more than I deserve. And she gets me where I live. I'll give all I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird. Oh, she's a little and she loves me too much for words to say. When I see her in the morning swimming, she's a little and she loves me too, my love. Don't fly away.
Leon Russell's Hummingbird. Even if he'd never done anything else, writing that song for B.B. King is enough for me. That's gorgeous, gorgeous stuff there. That's B.B. with Hummingbird. Before that, we heard Owen Temple with a song called Prince of Peace, written by Leon Russell. Before that, Jimmy LaFave doing a fine version of Sweet Home Oklahoma. And Leon himself singing Old Bob's A Hard Rain's A Gonna Fall. And we'll say our goodbyes to Leon Russell. But his once again, his music will live on, I'm sure. We're almost out of time here, but we want to try to fit in a couple more things, including this special request here by our pal Debbie, who's sitting in from a band who played the Folk Fest this summer, the Brothers Comatose, from their latest record, City Painted Gold. This is one of theirs. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
When you're gone, it won't be long. I'll be there to put the nail in your coffin. Stars in the sky, ashes in your eyes. Every man must face the day he died. I'm gonna dance upon your grave. Ain't no chance. Me wrong, wanna make it right. Close your eyes and step into the night. When you're gone, it won't be long. Look the undertaker in the eye, tell him what you have done. I'm gonna dance upon your grave. Ain't no chance. Dance upon your grave.
Hi, this is Andrew from the Sun Parlor Players. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this program is called Tell the Band to Go Home.
And I hope for you in the morning to open up the way you want it.
Never never seen no grifter quite like Quincy Jones. Well, old Percy spot a mark from a mile off and have them all lined up like stitches cross a cut. Shuffle them cards with one hand, he deals them like a right hook. Says, I'm a businessman, brother, I ain't no crook. I'm Percy Jones, king of the midway. From Percy Jones getting blood from a storm. But Percy Jones got them snakeskin boots on, boys, and you ain't never seen a grifter quite like Percy Jones. When they tried to lynch him in St. LaRue, but that greasy little Percy wriggled right out of the noose. They say he learned his tricks by selling his soul to Beelzebub. Then he won it right back in a game of stud. For Percy Jones, king of the midway. For Percy Jones, getting blood from a stone. For Percy Jones, got them snakeskin boots on, boys. Ain't never seen a grifter quite like Percy Jones. Percy says these ill women from all over this land, but not feel so good as a deck of cards in his hand. He got a tattoo over his heart of Lady Luck. He says, she's the only woman that I ever loved. And Percy Jones, king of the midway. But Percy Jones, getting blood from a stone. But Percy Jones, got them snakeskin boots on, boys. You ain't never seen no grifter quite like Percy Jones, king of the midway. But Percy Jones, getting blood from a stone. But Percy Jones, got them snakeskin boots on, boys. And you ain't never seen no grifter, you ain't never seen no grifter, you ain't never seen no grifter quite like Percy Jones.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I was beginning to think that I'd never see the day when that record actually materialized. That's our pal Brock Zeman. I've known the guy for almost 10 years now, and ever since I met him, he's been talking about this mythical carnival record that he has, these songs about this carnival. And he's tried to record it before, and it just never materialized. Finally, I have a copy in my hands. It's not officially out till the end of the, till the beginning of the new year, pardon me. But we'll sneak you some tracks before that because we're so excited. That one was Percy Jones there. As a matter of fact, he did that one when he came and visited us for the first or second time, like, I don't know, years ago. Skippy, you're making me nervous. So that's the album's called The Carnival's Back in Town, and not an electric instrument on it, which is interesting. So can't wait to share more of that with you. Before that, new project from our pal Andrew Penner of Sun Parlor Players. He's now teamed up with Miranda Mulholland, and they call themselves Harrow Fair. We heard the title track to their new album, Call to Arms, and by request before that from Debbie. Thanks very much for bringing that, Debbie. The Brothers Comatose from their new record, City's Painted Gold. We heard Dancing Upon Your Grave, and we're going to clear out and make way for Skippy and Chelsea. They're gonna take you around the world. They're getting all fancy on us today, playing non-English songs, so we won't understand a single one of them. I think they're all about me, though, aren't they, Skippy?
The French ones are.
Yeah, okay. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts and all the good stuff. And stay tuned for What's the Narrative? What's Waxy Star Calling at the Comfort Cafe? Oh, boy, I got to go home and lie down.